Guys, welcome to the first episode of Bench Warmers. We are live. We are here. I am your host with the most, the Butcher Baradas, a.k.a. the Slim Reaper, a.k.a. your soon-to-be two-time fantasy football champ. All right. I got a few talking points out the way, but this episode will mostly just be a test run. I'm still figuring shit out. I literally have a mic stand that I got off fucking Amazon, this old karaoke mic, and I got a pop filter that I made out of an old sock, and I can't even like wrap it around. Like I'm gonna have to find some way to get this pop filter up, but right now we're just having fun. Right now this is just a test run. We'll figure it out as we go. Hopefully there's gonna be more episodes, hopefully. But you know, without further ado, let's get into it. Actually, hold on real quick. I want to thank all you guys that are listening right now to this bullshit, to me rambling about what we all love, and that is the NFL season. That is football. That is fantasy football. Degenerate gambling. We love it all, man. Once August comes around, that's when that shit hits. That's when the feeling hits. That's when you start booting up your fantasy football leagues. That's when you start, you know, gathering up your group chats. That's when you start making dates. That's when you start getting ready, man, because it's fucking here. We're 7 days out from my draft. 7 days out from the beginning of the 2024 fantasy football season. I'm so fucking ready for it, man. Get choked up. Anyways, I don't even know what to talk about, man. There's so much to talk about. You know what? Let's talk draft strategy, okay? Your boy has the pick 109. We're picking from the 9th overall spot, meaning that once we get at the turn, we're going to be picking at the 4th. So we're going to be picking at the 9th, the 4th, the 9th, the 4th, and then just back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But let's talk players, man. At the 9, I've always been a running back guy. I've always been the type of guy that likes to pick the running backs, get that base, and then just have those guys carry the load of the team. Because let's keep it real here. Running backs are scarce. And they're not just scarce this year. They're scarce every single year. They've been scarce since I've been playing fantasy football, and God knows how long that's been, since 8th grade, maybe freshman year, maybe even before then. I don't remember, guys, but I do know that it's been a long ass fucking time. I've been in this shit forever, okay? And picking at the 109, I want a running back. I want a good running back. I want a young guy that can carry the load. There's not really any risk. I shouldn't say really any risk, but there's a minimal risk of picking this guy and of him getting injured. Now, injuries are unpredictable. We all know that. But I want a guy that can carry a load and can do his fucking job, can catch the fucking ball, can play like an actual fucking player and not like a fucking moron, you know. Like some of these running backs, I'm not going to name names. Travis Etienne, fuck that guy. Yeah, I want a good running back. Now, if the opportunity presents itself, I'm not opposed of taking a wide receiver. Let's say Justin Jefferson falls into my lap. Amon-Ra St. Brown falls into my lap. I'd be very, very happy with those guys being my first pick now. Like I said, I like to pick running back. And where I'm picking, Bijan's going to be gone. Brees is going to be gone. So that leaves me with guys like Saquon, Jahmyr Gibbs, Isaiah Pacheco, Kyren Williams, who are, with their ADP, looking like at the beginning of the second round. So, by definition, I would be reaching a little bit, but you got to have your base, man. And my base is the running backs, like I said. So, I wouldn't mind, quote-unquote, reaching for my first pick, getting running back. And then at the turn, fucking doubling down and getting running back again. Yeah, that's where my head's at right now. And strategy is really tough. especially if I'm taking wide receiver first. Because if I take wide receiver first and then I take running back second, and let's say I end up with like an Isaiah Pacheco or a Kyren Williams or if all those guys fucking fly off the board and I have like Derrick Henry as my RB1, which isn't bad, but I'd much rather have him as an RB2. And God, is that a fucking RB2, man. You got Derrick King Henry, who's now in the fucking Ravens, guys. Gus Edwards is gone. J.K. Dobbins is gone. And I can't remember which running back on that team, but they had hella opportunities to get rushing touchdowns, and they did. I remember seeing a stat out there, either 10, 12, or 13 rushing touchdowns the previous season. But they fucking killed it, guys. Now imagine Derrick Henry in that role. Oh my God, he's going to eat. He's going to feed like never before. We might see 2,000 yards Henry. Now, albeit he might not go for 2,000, but this guy is going to fucking eat. He's going to put up points like if he was rushing for 2,000 yards. That's the type of season that I'm predicting that Derrick Henry's going to have. This dude's going to be rejuvenated. He's going to be ready. He's going to kill it, man. And I'm excited to see what he's going to do. That aside, now let's say I pick running back. I'm not going to disclose what I would do with my third round pick. Some people would look at it like it is a bad pick. In my opinion, with who my guy is, I think it'd be a good pick. I think the value is there. I wouldn't say it's a reach. I think it's fair. I think it's good value for what I'm getting. I need this guy to, you know, he needs to be on my team. I need him back. And I might be saying too much, but this guy has to be on my team next year, or I guess this year. And God, I get fucking excited talking about this guy. But anyways, I picked this guy in the third round. Fourth round, we're looking to take either a wide receiver, a tight end, or a running back. I'm not going to say what position, but oh Lord, I don't even know what I can say about this guy without even giving it away. This guy aside, we can either pick a wide receiver or a tight end. Now, a tight end would be pretty early, given that it's the fourth round. You got Sam Laporta flying off the board. You got Trey McBride, he comes off in the fifth. That's what he's projected. But honestly, I can see people reaching just a tad bit on him, quote-unquote reach. I don't think it would be a reach. I think he's worth a fourth or a fifth. I think at a fifth, you'd get good value for him. But anyways, he's valued at the fifth. Mark Andrews is at a fourth. Laporte is at a third, but I think he should be up there with Mark Andrews in the fourth round. The fourth round is when the tight end should be flying off the board, guys. And in the fourth round, I can definitely see myself picking up a tight end or a wide receiver. In the fourth round, I'm not really a big fan of picking receiver, but it is what it is. If there's a guy that falls, and if there's situations that clear up, like let's say Brandon Ayuk gets traded, I would not be opposed at taking a guy like Deebo Samuel. Now, I haven't really been mock drafting Deebo, but like I said, I wouldn't be opposed to taking a guy like that. In the fifth round, who would I take? I'm drawing a blank at who I would take around here. I think this is when I would like really start taking wide receiver. In the fifth round, is it really when I would take wide receiver? Well, if I don't take a wide receiver in the fourth and I don't take one in the fifth, then I guess I would take one in the sixth. In the fifth round, I guess I could go tight end. I go tight end either fourth or fifth, but I can see myself going either or. In the fifth round, it can go either tight end, it can go receiver. Not really running back. Once you get past the fourth round, that's when you start seeing a big drop off in running backs. That's when you start seeing guys like fucking hell, Najee Harris, Jaylen Warren. I do like Jonathan Brooks, but he's a little banged up right now, so he's going to come in later in the season. But I wouldn't even want to take him where he's going in. he's going in the sixth, but I wouldn't take him in the fifth. I wouldn't take him in the sixth. I don't even know if I'd take him in the seventh, really. I know he's going to be good. I know he's better than running backs like Chuba Hubbard and Miles Sanders. But given the injury, I'm just not a big fan at taking him or running back, period, just because the drop-off is huge, man. You start looking at Austin Eckler, who I fucking hate to say this because I fucking love that guy. He's done so much for me as a fantasy football player. And even him in real life, he cares about fantasy football. Like, usually players, they don't give a shit. But Austin Eckler's like, I'm doing it for you fucking guys. And that's why I liked him so much. And it's not even that. I like that he was an amazing receiving back. Christian McCaffrey aside, Austin Eckler was probably the best receiving back while in his fantasy football prime. Now, he's going later. I can't say really. I think 7th or 8th, but he's going later. Earlier in the season, I said I was going to pick him up. Now it's looking like I'm probably not, and it pains me to say this. I'm probably going to pass up on Austin Eckler, and that's for the right reasons. He left. He left Los Angeles. He left the Chargers because he didn't want to be a 300 rushing attempt guy. He didn't want to take the heavy hits. He didn't want to be a part of that John Harbaugh offense. And here he is. He's in Washington. He's going to play the receiving role, which is what he's good at. Don't get me wrong. But if he's not going to be running the ball all the time like he did in LA, then I don't see a reason to draft him. He's just going to be a receiving back. He's just going to be, I guess, what Brian Robinson was for a little bit. What was the other running back? Antonio Gibson. What Antonio Gibson was. God, I really want to take him, but I fantasy football first. I can't. I'd have to pass up on him. Getting sidetracked a little bit in the sixth, in the seventh. This is probably when I'm taking wide receiver. This is probably when I'm taking guys that could be other people's wide receiver twos or their flexes. I've always put my wide receivers last. I shouldn't say always. I started doing this recently, and I started doing this last year when I took – who did I draft first? I know Austin Eckler was – No. I'm thinking from 2 years ago. Okay. I know I drafted Saquon in the third. I had Eckler on that team. I might have drafted Eckler. Okay, but anyways, I've always tended to go running back first, wide receivers a little bit last. Now, last year, I was dealt a shit hand. I was planning on taking either Derrick Henry or Tony Pollard. I got fucked, okay? I think I took Amon-Ra, which sounds like perfect scenario, right? But it just didn't sit well with me that my first pick was a wide receiver. I don't really feel comfortable with my team if I don't put my running backs first, but it is what it is. I took Amon-Ra, and then I tried to fill up on running backs later. But usually my strat is take your running backs, and then you got your wide receivers on the back end. They're kind of slacking a little bit, but that's what you got your quarterback for. That's what you got your two running backs for. That's what you got your flex spot for, either wide receiver or running back. I like to go running back because, like I said earlier, they're scarce. You can pop them in. If they're a receiving back, even better. And they're good trade value. There's not very much of them around. So people are, I wouldn't say pay top dollar, but depending on the person, depending on the team, they might tend to do business with you if you have a third running back, a running back that you can give up for some value, and maybe a tight end or a wide receiver if you want to upgrade your quarterback, whatever it may be. People will tend to do business with you if you have an extra running back on hand, or I guess an extra wide receiver on hand. But that's what I'm thinking. I want to have, like, my Devontae Smith, like 2 years ago. He was my wide receiver two or my wide receiver one. It was him and Ayuk. him and rookie year Garrett Wilson, him and rookie year Chris Olave. It was a good year. I had the rookies as my starting wide receivers. You know, I was able to switch in Chris Olave and Devontae Smith. I don't know if Devontae Smith was a rookie that year, but I was able to switch in Garrett Wilson and then mix in a little bit of Ayuk, and then Ayuk exploded, and then Devontae Smith exploded. And it was amazing because my quarterback was handling the load, Jalen Hurts, my guy. My running backs were carrying the load, Austin Eckler, Saquon Barkley. I think I had a third one in there. I totally forgot. But I had these guys that were my rock. I had these guys that were carrying the load. And then my wide receivers, who it doesn't really matter if they're slacking, but if they're putting up numbers like how Devontae Smith did, how Chris Olave did, how Brandon Ayuk did at the end of that year, I'd be fucking set. And that's what I'm trying to replicate this year. Now, if that's who I get at wide receiver in the later rounds once I fill up my roster, then great. That's what I'm looking to do. That is what I want to do. Then later in the draft, I know I want to get Justin Tucker at some point. I know a lot of these people on Instagram Reels and on TikTok say, don't draft a kicker. I'm going to go against that. I want Justin Tucker, albeit maybe the 10th or 11th round. But once I have a good amount of rookies or a good amount of bench players that I can trade for value or hold on, and then they can make a name for themselves later in the season, I want Justin Tucker, man. I've had him since as long as I can remember. I've had him as long as I've been playing fantasy football. And he's a core piece of this team. You know, I've had moments where my team, you know, slacks behind a little bit, and then I got Justin Tucker putting up like 14 fucking points out of nowhere. Like, hello? This dude just shows up, albeit maybe not week by week, because that's up to the discretion of the offense and the opportunities that he gets. But that aside, if he gets the opportunity, he's going to fucking bang it, dude. He has the longest field goal of all time. Oh, shit, hold on. I might have to fact check that real quick. I know for a fact that he has the highest field goal percentage for sure. Longest field goal in NFL history. Oh, would you look at that? Justin Tucker from 66 yards. And if I remember, he did this recently. This article is in 2024. Okay, he did it 3 years ago in 2021. So, this man has a fucking leg. This dude's accurate as hell. You know, you can say whatever you want about not taking a kicker. You can take a guy like what Jake Moody was last year. He was pretty good. Or you can get like a top five kicker off waivers. But I'm drafting for a little bit of a mix of my guys that fucking do good, and players that do their fucking job on a week-to-week basis. The name of the game here is consistency, and you know, I've learned that very early. But sometimes you got to take risks, kind of like how I took Saquon in the third round, and he fucking exploded, became a first-round pick the following year. He didn't live up to that first-round pick, but regardless, the value paid off in the Diego Robles year, so there's that. So yeah, that is the bulk of my draft strategy. Load up on running back, get a pretty damn good tight end, and albeit, I guess, say neglect wide receiver. You shouldn't neglect anything. You should be focusing on trying to make the most well-rounded team that you can. But it worked for me 2 years ago. Won me the championship. Some would say debatable because of what happened to who was that fucking player that T. Higgins hit? Fucking laid him on the ground. People thought he fucking died. But I still got an email from ESPN saying congratulations on your championship. So I'm just going to leave it at that. 2022 Diego Robles champion. But yeah, I think that leaves off my draft strategy. There's a couple of sleepers out there that I want to talk about, but at the same time, my draft is a week away, 7 days on the dot away. And I don't want any of these folks to get an idea, but I guess I'll drop maybe a name or two. Rashid Shaheed. I've been hearing that name a lot recently, especially on these fucking pages, fantasy football pages, that try and give you the best advice. And they usually do. I use it kind of like as a map, but I use what I'm watching, seeing on a week-to-week basis. But they've been talking about Rashid Shaheed a lot. And I think he'd be a pretty good late-round flyer. Somebody that you can take a risk at. And high upside as well. So he's currently the wide receiver 2 behind Chris Olave. That offense has Alvin Kamara. It has, oh boy, who's the RB2? Kendrick Miller. Quarterback being, oh boy, is Derek Carr even still on the team? All right, we are going to do another Google search. Derek Carr. Okay, he indeed is still the quarterback of that team. But then again, you got Spencer Rattler. So if Derek Carr ever shits the bed, you got a backup there. But yeah, tight end Juwan Johnson fucking kicked the bucket. Raiders tight end. Or not Raiders tight end. I'm thinking Derek Carr. Saints tight end. Okay, I guess we're taking a look at the depth chart. Okay, so these guys are working with Foster Moreau and Taysom Hill, who's not even a tight end. That dude plays quarterback, plays wide receiver, plays fucking everything. So they don't really have a tight end on that team that you can take serious for fantasy. So the only threats that I can see for Rashid Shaheed are obviously the running back room. Kendrick Miller might carve out a role, who knows. Alvin Kamara for sure, that's one of their big dogs. Chris Olave as well, one of their big dogs. Michael Thomas, oh my god, he flew over my head, but he spends most of his year on injured reserve anyways. But Rashid Shaheed, he's a good deep threat. I've been hearing good things about him. I haven't really researched him, but that's a guy I might consider taking a late round flyer. Another one might be Khalil Shakir. Honestly, just anybody on that Bills offense. You got Khalil Shakir. Going back to Google, I know they drafted a rookie. Bills rookie wide receiver. I get the Bills rookie wide receiver confused with the one that the Colts drafted. Keon Coleman. Yeah. Keon Coleman, Curtis Samuel. From what I've been hearing is that it's still very much an open fight between all those receivers. I think Curtis Samuel will be playing the slot. So that might leave it up to Keon Coleman to play on the outside. But I think Keon Coleman also plays slot. So I don't know. We'll see. I might not really be drafting any Keon Coleman or any Khalil Shakir until I see what the situation is like come week one. But, you know, on the other side of the spectrum, maybe I will draft Khalil Shakir and then keep him on the stash. And if he pops up, great. You know, I got some value there that I can trade or even, like, use for myself. Or, you know, if I don't draft him, then, oh, well. It might be someone else on that offense. You got, you know, Dalton Kincaid in there who's trying to make a name for himself. But, yeah, that leaves it up to the Bills offense. I know that they got James Cook, who's starting to make a name for himself, started to do that at the end of last year. And he might be the bell cow, but I heard the RB2 behind him. He's might make a name for himself. So who knows? Honestly, I might just avoid the Bills offense altogether, given that Stephon Diggs has left. Change of scenery with the OC. They fired their OC in the middle of last year because of how shit Josh Allen was. I'm going to get this out of the way. Fuck Josh Allen. He's not the QB1. That is Jalen fucking Hurts. My fucking idol. Moving on. We got Raheem Shaheed. We got Khalil Shakir. And probably any rookie that is also in that draft class. I've been drafting a little bit of Brian Thomas. Not for any particular sort of reason. I just like stockpiling the rookie wide receivers each year. And I'm not sure why I don't do that with the running backs. You got Blake Corum, who's in LA. And then you got, who's the other running back that did really well last year? I guess that would be Jonathan Brooks. Yeah, you got Jonathan Brooks, you got Blake Corum, two great guys who, I know Jonathan Brooks would be more fantasy relevant, but if Kyren Williams were to get injured, you got Blake Corum there, who is somebody that I would definitely draft as a handcuff. But we are 4 minutes away from the 30-minute mark. Okay, I'm going to start wrapping this up a little bit. Moving away from fantasy and moving more into the actual football, like real-life NFL, let's talk a little bit about the new kickoff rules. So I still don't kind of understand it, but from what I'm seeing is they took a page out of the XFL's book, and they're doing this to prevent injury. I don't know why else they're doing it. I think it looks fucking stupid. I fucking hate it. Bring back the old kickoff, man. They're also talking about putting in another week of football, which, you know, there's two sides of the coin of this for me. On one side, you know, woohoo, we got more football, but you're more than likely going to have to put in another bye week. And it's just going to fucking look weird with the records. I loved when the NFL season was just a 16-game record, when you had records that were 8-8, 9-7, 10-6, 12-4, 13-3. You had 15-1 with the Carolina Panthers. You had such an even record, and it looked beautiful. The playoff format was great. I love the fact that we had two bye weeks for two teams, one on the NFC and one on the AFC side. I don't mind what we have right now. It's a little bit odd. You got like a 13-4 season. Yeah, 13-4, 12-5, 11-6. I didn't really like it at first, but, you know, here we are. We dealt with it. You know, the playoff format, the best team in the AFC gets the bye week, best team in the NFC gets the bye week. But if it were up to me, I would change it back to what we used to have. I love the format that we had. And now they're looking to change it again because of fucking Roger Goodell. He's a fucking moron. He's a fucking prick. You know, this dude just needs to stop and, like, stop immediately. I, for one, think that we should fucking stone him. But that's neither here nor there. Yeah, fuck Roger Goodell. They also got acquitted from their case. I can't remember what exactly it was about. But they got sued, and they beat the case over their NFL season ticket. They were overcharging, and I guess people got pissed. Whatever, they beat the case, so now it's still going to be the same. People are still going to be paying a shit ton for NFL football. You know, but me, though, I use NFL Byte. You know, the website that has, like, the list of streams, and then you get to pick which stream. If one of them is down, you go to the other one. And then so forth and so forth. I'm actually going to be using it tonight to watch UFC 305. And that's going to be a lot of fun. But that's what I will be using all season long to watch the NFL and football. Because that's how it should be. It should be free because fuck these massive corporations making a bunch of money. Like Roger Goodell fucking just making the season worse. And just sticking his nose where it doesn't belong. But anyway, we are slowly making our way to the 30-minute mark. So before I cut you guys loose, whoever listened to this all the way through, I want to thank you guys. And let me know, did this sound good? Audio quality. I'm definitely going to come with a better pop filter next time. But give me feedback, guys. This is what I want to do for the NFL season. Give it a shot. Come out with an episode once a week. and we'll see what happens. If you're interested in joining me, I'm not going to lie, you might have to get your own microphone. But that aside, I got all the equipment here. So if you'd be down to join me on an episode, then definitely hit me up, because solo, I kind of enjoyed doing this. The fucking time flew by. So with another person, I mean, twice the fun, right? All right, guys, take care. Again, let me know what you guys think of this episode. And now I'm going to figure out how to fucking upload this shit to Spotify and my story. But anyway, guys, this is where I will be ending the very first episode of Benchwarmers. It was fun, but it's the Butcher, aka the Slim Reaper, signing off.